You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am...
The Masked Speaker.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning reminding you that, sure, you could be a good person and do the right thing and be a positive member of society.
Yes.
But if you do that, then you won't be able to confess to stuff here on the Mass Speaker. Mm. Oh. So is it really worth it?
Yeah,
remember that.
We like guilty consciences.
And today we have two separate listeners who we want to get to. So we're going to start real quick with Maggie. At least that's the fake name that she's chosen for herself. Okay. Maggie, how are we today?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
I asked how are we, not how are you.
She doesn't know how you are.
Well, tell me how we are.
You sound demanding. That's what I would call you.
How am I?
Yeah.
Maggie knows.
Oh,
right, Maggie.
Maggie?
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Oh, she does sound better. Actually, now you sounded sad to begin with. Something weighing on you?
Maybe just a little bit. So I used to work at a movie theater, and you know, it was a smaller theater. It wasn't like a big chain or anything like that. But I ended up doing all of the jobs. I answered the phone. I sold tickets, and I also ran the social media for the theater.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow. We got to doing everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, one day I realized I'm doing a lot of things, and I asked my manager if I could possibly get a raise, and I only asked him for $2 an hour raise, and I felt like that was reasonable considering everything that I was doing.
And it's so nerve-wracking going into those meetings.
Yeah.
You know, and asking, like, it takes a lot of strength to do that.
Brooke still does that. She's like, I'm going to need another $2 million before I walk.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't give it to you unless you ask.
Yeah. Yeah, she asks every day.
Exactly. Closed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah, yep. So what happened?
Well, I didn't think that he was going to be such a jerk about it, but he was.
Really?
Yeah. He did not respond well, and he said no, so I ended up quitting.
Okay, good.
That makes sense, though. You got to do you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but a few months later, I was realizing that I could still get onto their Twitter account because they never changed the password.
I don't think we've changed our password either here.
I don't think they've ever given any of us the password.
I think Alexis has it.
Yeah, they're all like locked out, like everybody.
Oh, no. So you still had access to their Twitter?
Yes. So one night I was drinking a little wine and I decided to make a tweet from their account.
Oh, my God.
You know, I didn't really think much would come of it because they didn't have that many followers. So I was like, whatever, screw it. And the tweet said, if you show this tweet to the admission booth, you get a free entry into any movie you want.
Oh, no.
I know.
I thought you were going to tweet something horrible that got them canceled or something, but they would probably want that.
Yeah.
What happened?
Compared to that.
Well, so a little while later, I ended up going by the theater because I was just curious. And I mean, there were massive lines of people. And I heard later that they ended up having to honor the tweet and they had to let all those people in.
Oh, my God.
I hope for the theater that they bought popcorn. Either that or it's closed down and it's all due to you.
Well, it sounds like they only have one employee that's doing the admissions and the popcorn. Yeah. So it's one or the other that night.
Well, hopefully that person got a raise.
Yeah, right.
Doubtful. Wow, we're gonna keep going. Let's talk to Mike. Mike,
diabolical.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
We're good, Mike.
And we just heard an interesting story about a girl from a movie theater. So it's your turn now, Mike. You're the Masked Speaker. Voice changer is on. Let's hear your confession.
All right. Me and my girl, we've been together for a while.
Okay. Congrats.
And you know, it's like she would complain about, you know, I guess I'm not romantic enough.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, I do stuff. I fix stuff around the house and stuff like that.
Yeah, nothing more romantic, Mike, than taking the garbage out.
Yeah. I told you I did the dishes yesterday.
I unclogged the toilet. What more do you want from me?
I didn't understand what she wanted from me, really. I'm like, you know, she would always complain. So about 7-8 months back,
okay.
I signed up for this service. And pretty much what they do is, they sent out romantic letters and notes to my girl.
Oh. Wait.
Wait, what?
Like, you tell them what you want it to say, and then they send the card?
No, they just send stuff. I don't know what they say.
What?
That's actually awesome.
What kind of stuff?
To be honest, I have no idea what they say to her. I just told them just send some romantic words and stuff like that.
Are you outsourcing romance, Mike? Hey, is that what you're doing?
A lot of guys, this is actually going to be helpful for. So I'm on
this. You could just Google some like Pinterest thing that's cute or something, right?
Yeah, but that just happens without him thinking about it.
So she'll get like letters that are from you that say things like, I love you, you're the light of my world.
Oh. Or, yeah, they even have my signature on it. Like, I got my custom little signature on it.
Oh, they put that on file? Wow.
That's actually a good idea.
How has your relationship been since you started this?
I mean, when I get home from work, she's extremely happy when she receives these letters.
Oh, my God. She thinks you're a poet, dude. If you guys ever get married, you're going to have to outsource your vows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good point.
People don't already do that?
No. Jeffrey, you write your own.
Oh.
That's not a bad idea. Like, I really suggest, you know, to the fellas, man, it's definitely worth that $10 a month.
Wow.
Sometimes I forget that the letters are coming, and you know, and she'll just say certain things, and I don't even know what was said.
You just have to be super vague. She's like, honey, I can't believe you said that. Send me that today.
You're
like, yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Oh. This is so interesting. We just got a letter from Brooke's husband.
Oh, wow.
Would you like me to read this on the air, or would you like me to read it off the air?
If it's not a grocery list, I'm guessing that it's been outsourced.
But we'll save it for afterwards.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, thanks for your confession, dude.
That's kind of smart, though.
Text in to 78592 if you have a confession you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone tap's coming up next.